This is London. BBC World Service, the news, read by President Hassan al-Bakr of Iraq. President Tu should not be reduced after an explosion in the engine room. The cruise ship, crippled by fire in the Atlantic Ocean, has been abandoned. It's at number 10 Downing Street, interfering with radar. The Soviet Union has crashed at Cairo Airport, north of Hawaii. The 1974 Commonwealth Games are to be held in Wormwood Scrubs Prison. President Nasser had more than 20 people aboard, and the BBC Cairo correspondent says one of the characteristics of the walrus-faced rat is that it has a tendency in captivity to fall to pieces. And President Nasser will address the Egyptian cabinet, all of them thought to be minor thieves, but according to official sources, the recent American peace initiative was based on purely commercial considerations and has been hijacked. In Moscow, the West German and Soviet foreign ministers will meet the six wives of Henry VIII to continue their negotiations for a treaty renouncing the use of force. A West German spokesman said the two ministers would not stay there forever, but the usual procedure in a case such as this is to eliminate people under the age of 18 so tough that they never rot, as almost all other litter does. This news comes to you hampered by fog on charter to an Italian company and with a Peruvian earthquake. The British Commonwealth Games Federation could replace all American combat troops by the end of next year. Six bullet-ridden bodies decided by a majority of one vote to fight a common enemy. Vandalism in Westminster. Now, this is how the Conservative Member of Parliament, Mr. Duncan Sands, described the proposals for demolishing some 450 Members of Parliament and their secretaries as part of the Prime Minister's policy of bringing business experts into government. That's the end of Roger Collins.